Hi, my name is Raphael. I'm a member of a Radio Bible every year. I welcome you all if you are on Facebook, YouTube. Thanks for joining me today. As we go into the summary, my summary from today comes from the book of Joshua, chapter 1 to 6. Pray what I share with you today blesses you in the Lord. Amen. Joshua chapter 1 began as God guided and prepared Joshua for the work he was going to perform for the children of Israel. Moses was now gone, and God told Joshua that the Lord has given the land of Canaanite to the children of Israel. They only had to go take it with courage and strength. Lesson from this chapter: the book points to the importance of covenant obedience before and during and after God fulfilled his promise. We discover that if we are in obedience to the Lord, God will fulfill his promise, just as he has made to the children of Israel. If you feel his promise. So God, if we are in obedience to him, if we are obedience to him, we listen to his voice and we follow, we do his will, his promise will definitely come to pass. It's not a God that make a promise that won't come to pass. So his word will always come to pass. Joshua chapter 2. God sent spies to Jericho. Joshua sent spies to Jericho. They are received and conclude by Ramah. They promise to present ram heart and are. Joseph sent spies to Jericho. They receive and consent by Ramah. Then Joseph's son of Noah sent out Shemit. Two men to spy secretly, saying, "Go view the land, even Jericho." And Joseph, the son of Noah, sent out Shemit to go spew the land of Jericho. We learn this chapter in the scripture that Joseph, son of Noah, sent out some spy. In the judgment, God brings salvation to Ramah and his family, as with Noah, the ark, the lost in Sodom, and the firstborn sons of Passover. God was providing a way of salvation to those who would go with Noah and the ark. Lost in Sodom and the firstborn in the Passover. God prepared a way for people before the destruction, before the anger of the Lord descend upon a particular family or a particular nation. Before the destruction from the Lord descend, God will give out his warning, just like he has did. So God will give out his warning. God will always give a warning before a particular destruction happens or so, or anything happens. So God will give out his warning so that everybody would have heard before the destruction take place. Joshua chapter 3. Joshua led Israel to Jordan. The Lord cut off the water of Jordan. It stand up in the herbs, and Israel passed up over on the dry land. And Joshua rose in the early morning, and they removed the cement and came to Judah. He and all the children of Israel lodged there before the Passover. And Joshua rose up in early morning, and they removed the shemat and came to Jordan, and he and all his children stood there. Listen, the lesson is simple, that God will love and serve will only be one true God. It's often the God of unlikely time. Let me explain what I mean. When the two spies returned from Jericho, God received the news. Joshua received the news he had been waiting for. And they said to Joshua, "Truly, the Lord has given us the land of our hand." So the Lord has given us the land of our hand. So one of the lessons I learned from this place is that the lesson is simple, that God we love and serve. The only true God is the Lord that loves us and he saves us. Just like he did for the children of Israel, he protected them from the danger that is coming. He delivered Jericho unto their hand. So when we believe in Christ, when we believe in God, he's going to deliver our enemies to our hands. He's going to be with us. He's going to guide us and protect us. So one of the lessons I learned from this chapter is that we should put our trust in the Lord. Amen. Chapter 4, Joshua chapter 4, began as God instructed Joshua to inform the elders of each tribe. They were commanded to take his stones out of their dress up Jordan and keep as a memory. Those leaders were supposed to take those stones as a memory to their children as a sign. Lesson we learn from this chapter: we must change if we want to go with God. The stone out of the Jordan marks the covenant of God among his people. They testify of the willingness of the people to live, and they are known in order to go with God, to face challenges to their faith, this to step into the water and to believe what they could not see. So they God told them to hold on every stone so that their descendants, their children, they can show their children that this is a sign, this is a symbol of what we have, of what the Lord has done. So to show as a sign, so God will always be with us if we keep his word. Chapter 5, Joshua chapter 5, begin with the king of Amorites and Canaanites. They heard that the Lord dried up the water for the Jordan, for the Israel, children of Israel, and they knew they were toast them. The heart melts. Lessons from these chapters: when our spiritual enemy see that we are trusting in God and we are willing to step out in obedience and faith, even when it seems crazy, they instantly lose confidence in their battle against us. This is the great lesson. When we obey Lord's words, when we follow his will, we see that instantly the Amorites hear about what the Lord has done, as delivered, as he divided the Sea of Jordan. They were terrified. Now, what, imagine if we too obey the Lord and we follow his will, we discover that our enemy will be very afraid and will be very frightened, because they will gonna look confident in the battle against us. So we need to obey the Lord even when what he says is crazy, when what is before us seems crazy. We need to obey the Lord, because the outcome of it is wonderful when we obey the Lord. Joshua chapter 6, after the Israelites crossed the Jordan River into the promised land, the Lord instructed them to destroy the city of Jericho and everything in it. An Israelite named Asa took item from Jericho and was forbidden. As a result, the Israelites were defeated when they tried to destroy the city of Ai. Lesson from this chapter: Israel has unpotted brawls begin in consequence of Canaanites. Instead of relying on their military might and techniques, the Lord instructed Joshua to have to people to walk around Jericho. As a result, their victory clearly demonstrates that God was the one who won the battle, not them. God was the one who won the battle. So God told them to round the city of Jericho, and God performed his wonders. God won the battle for them without them shedding any single blood, without them fighting any single one. God conquered Jericho for them. Now God, we do go to that length, any length, just to prove himself in our life if we'll follow each and every step he has laid down for us. If we follow those steps, we will be a mighty man in the sight of the Lord. So you listeners, just like we have seen, try to follow the will of God. We should always follow the love and follow this commandment. I will also advise you to spend time with the Word. Spend time in the Word of God. When I wanted to start, it was a little bit difficult, but I thank God with the grace of God, I am moving forward. So you can join me next Monday as we continue in the book of Joshua. So God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Amen.